pretty.
David, don't expose me. People will know I can sing and they'll just absolutely
take a pose. Da-da-da. Strike, sorry. No. Strike a pose. Da-da-da.
Yeah, that and hallelujah. Let's take a walk, hallelujah. Like, literally my brain is rotting.
But here's the issue that is, they're all, including me, everyone's using the same trend in audio.
Yeah, it's really bad at the minute, isn't it? There's loads. Like, it's like Sabrina Carpenter and Madonna. It's Hallelujah and Devil Wears Prada.
But I like how people are starting to realize that Justin Bieber is talented under all the madness.
What do you mean people are starting to realize? He's huge.
He's huge.
He's absolutely massive.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. Me, Dahi McGillifordrigus, like, and I'm done with my host, Terry McAvoy, surrounded by shite. Just shite, basically. Like, I watched you open that package that you received, and it was like Christmas morning, but you get stuff all the time. You just...
Well, I treated myself.
Yeah, we know. But you just get the same excitement. I need to be more like you.
Yeah, treat yourself.
No, but I just have to be happy over the small things. Because all of the moment I'm happy about is coffee and garden centers.
2026 is the year you'll be more like me and happy for everything.
Everybody needs a Terry in their group. Good morning, everybody. Terry, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very tired, actually, but I'm a little less foggy. I feel like this week I was totally fogged because it was David's 40th. This is actually the third episode we're talking about your 40th, but it was his 40th and we had the barbecue on Saturday, which escalated so quickly.
And who's responsible for the escalation, Terry?
Yeah, no, nobody was safe. Everyone, like, we polished off, just to give you an idea of what happened. We drank 2 bottles of tequila, a bottle of tequila rosé, Fireball, and the whole bottle of Desaranis. Not just me and David, by the way. Multiple people.
I forgot.
But these were all shots.
Yes, I forgot about the, because you're the shot queen, Terry the tank engine. I forgot about the Fireball until I went to the bottle bank and I was putting all the bottles away. I was like, oh shit, Terry took out a bottle of Fireball.
Yeah, I had Fireball.
Who brought that here?
I had it.
Karen.
No, I had it.
Oh, okay.
I had bought it for, remember I went with the girls down for a wholesome weekend to Wexford.
And you came back with a full?
No, I came back with it. It was like a little bit gone out of it. But we were getting lit and then we walked to the beach and we didn't bring drink with us and sobered up and came back and we had a chipper. Oh, okay. And then died of death.
Because I was wondering where you hid that. I thought someone brought it.
Because I'd hide it. No, I had it in the bar.
Under your pillow.
I had it in the bar, but you don't go to the bar very much because you're boring.
Because I'm 40 now and I drink coffee and go to garden centers.
I love that for you. But we had a ball, didn't we, on Saturday?
Yeah, it was good. It's, you know, it's really hard to host for that many people.
What?
Like hosting for that amount of people, it's actually, like, it's, well, full
next,
on.
Next time I'm definitely going to hire people.
Like, it's full on.
Yeah, well, like, it's not, I enjoy it. I know you're an introvert and I'd be an extrovert. So I enjoy it, like, when people are like, oh, can you get me this? Can you do this? Like, I was just at the kitchen island making spicy margaritas for like 4 hours.
But I know.
I should have hired a bartender, like Barry and Nicole were saying, that you can hire these people and you give them the drink.
And they mix it up.
You're paying them per hour to stand there making cocktails and they bring their own like cocktail bar, shakers, ice, mixers, and you just provide the alcohol.
Yeah.
But can you imagine how outrageous that would get?
Yeah, because for our wedding, it was something similar where the wedding planners were saying to us, no, we really suggest that you get bartenders because the house, the villa was actually set up for like parties and had a proper like physical bar. And we were like, yeah, tell us the price. And then I remember your mom and dad being like, oh, don't worry about the bar.
My dad was like, Terry, that's ridiculous. You're just spending money on nothing. And I was like, Dad, do you know how many feral people are coming? Like, we need control over the bar. And at 10 o'clock, those bar people finished. And what happened?
It was like something out of The Walking Dead.
Everyone just climbed all over the bar. Crawled. Then they were standing on the bar. Then there was shaking of bottles of champagne and Prosecco. And then I just remember someone being in a tree singing In the Jungle. Like,
Yeah, I know.
Madness attracts madness.
I know. That's why I stick with you, Terry. keeps me on my toes. But speaking of champagne, you know that trend that I done with me slamming the bottle of champagne?
Yeah.
I thought I would have got a lot of backlash for, I got zero. Because I thought people were like, what a waste of a drink. Blah, blah, blah.
It was only a fiver.
It was a €5 bottle of champagne. Obviously, I didn't use it.
It wasn't even champagne, David. It was sparkling wine.
That's what it was, yeah. But
don't waste the good stuff.
The trend obviously it's coming up on my Instagram feed of people doing it, because that's where I picked it up from. But I've seen loads of people with the mistakes that are happening. A girl, her, like, she ended up in A&E. When she slammed the bottle down, she done it on like a concrete wall, and the bottle obviously smashed straight into her hand and shattered. Yeah, interesting.
And you're also supposed to like preload it, like as in open it up a little bit, so that when you do bang it down,
you don't have to hit it that hard. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
That was great.
What?
That little limpo.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm so tired. I have zero brain cells this week.
So all right, well, then let me take the lead on this, Terry. Right. So our poor little boy Miles at the moment is teething. He's got his two little top teeth are starting to bulge through.
Bulging. Right.
He looks like a little bunny rabbit. He's like, but anyway.
He's so cute.
Here's how he went down a bit of a struggle last night. We went to the premiere, had to come back early.
We went to the premiere of Devil Wears Prada, and it was brilliant. Like, it was such a nice setup. We watched the first 20 minutes, and then I seen David's phone. And when you're at a premiere or a screening of a new movie, there's security in the actual cinema. And if you pick up your phone, they're over it within a second.
Did you see how quick he looked at me? Yes. And he stood up beside me?
So there's anti-piracy procedures in place. So like, people don't record bits of it and like post on social media. So they're over like a light. And I learned the hard way. I remember years ago when we first started going to premieres.
Terry, I was mortified.
Like, what the hell? Like, they just kept giving out to us. But I was like, what do you mean? But now, obviously, like, I'd never. But we have cameras in the kids' rooms, and we get notifications when there's movement. So my sister was minding the kids, and the baby wasn't in bed, and he's normally in bed at 7 o'clock on the button. So we knew something was up. So David was up and down, and then he just came back to me and was like, he's asleep in his buggy. And it was, well, 8:30 at that point. Mm. And I was like, we're gone. And he's like, no. Like, we'll stay, watch a movie, dine, see this. I was like, no, sure. How could you sit there and watch a movie?
Yeah, I was totally uneasy, because when I opened up the app when I went to the toilet, and when I opened the app, it obviously has audio on it, and I could hear him crying. Yeah, and I was two sitting here watching a movie.
And
the child is at home. No. So we had to get back. But anyway,
he was in great form.
Yeah. Do you remember? Anyway, he'd fallen asleep, went to bed, and then he woke up at, I think it was at 12:30.
I felt like I'd just closed my eyes.
Yeah, I'd gone into a deep sleep, so I was standing there shaking. I was like, felt like I'd had 3 coffees. Yeah. But here's how I didn't say this to you. When he went back down to sleep, I went back asleep. But yesterday I decided I haven't worn my Apple Watch since December. You know how I know that? Because when I charged my Apple Watch, and when it was charging, it updated and it said the 22nd of December. Still on it, because I hadn't connected to the internet.
Why? So it's not a good idea. I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? That was the last time I wore it.
Yeah.
So I wore it yesterday for the first time, and then last night got into the bed, and then at 5 past 6.
No!
My watch vibrated.
Yeah, because you used to have it on alarm at 5 past 6. When I was pregnant.
But I was so confused. I was like, what is that noise? Because I hear...
You used to go to the gym when I was pregnant, remember?
Exactly. So I woke at 5 past 6 and Miles wasn't even awake.
That is absolutely catastrophic.
I nearly hockeyed it out the window.
Do you know that's why I don't wear a watch, is because first of all, it buzzes you when you get a notification on your phone, which is like, your phone's bad enough without having something else attached to you. Also, it was making me feel like a lazy bitch because it kept telling me to move. Right?
Yeah.
And then also I couldn't control the alarms on it, and it was just too high tech. Like, I like the Aura Ring because it's just monitoring you, and then it's on your phone. It's not buzzing you.
You can go in and look at it yourself.
Yeah, whenever you want. Okay.
But I'm sure you can turn notifications on.
No, it sure doesn't have vibration or anything on your
phone. No, on your phone. Like, you could turn on a notification that would indicate, surely.
It does tell me to take a break sometimes. Yeah, okay. Because it monitors, like, you know, your sleep. And obviously I don't sleep that great at the minute because we have a young baby, and it's always telling me to take a minute.
Mm.
But like, how can you take a minute? There should be like... a female setting that you put on, and you're like, I've just had a baby. Like, don't be annoying me.
A female setting. Take a minute.
Mm.
So I remember when I was first got into getting an Apple Watch, and I thought of the idea that getting notified where, say, your phone was upstairs and your son was ringing you and someone's texting you, it's a pain in the ass.
No, because it's attached to
you. It's a pain in the ass. And there's obviously those trends going around where, when this all first came out, where it's like, this is the big hype. people were talking to their watches like they were Power Rangers. Do you remember? They're like, they're like talking like that. It's like, what, this dude thinks he's a Power Ranger. But yeah, I went since December without wearing it and I didn't care. Like, it wasn't bothering me.
So you're going to keep wearing it?
No, sure, the battery is absolutely shocking.
Because you let it go dead for so long.
It's
shocking.
Did
I buy you that?
No.
I think I did.
Look, it's dead already. I only charged it yesterday.
Yeah, it's dead. The Apple Watches aren't great. The older versions anyway. I think I did buy that for you, didn't I?
Probably.
So yeah, that was the premiere last night and it was great. We came home and Miles was asleep in my sister's chest. And when we walked in, he heard us and he sat up. God love him. His teeth are just wrecking his head. I definitely have PTSD with like the kids being sick. I every time they're anyway sick, I like completely spiral.
Mm.
Like spiral. So I'm trying my best.
To not.
Like I said to Dave, I need to not spiral here. I need to like not panic. Because in my head, I was like, he's got an infection. He's got a UTI. And I was like going through all the things. And I was like, an antibiotic there. Like I was just really spiraling. And I was like, I remember last night I stopped myself. I was like, no, he's teething.
Mm.
Don't do it, Derry. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So.
As soon as you spiral.
You spiral.
Then I spiral.
Yeah.
So I walk around and be like, well, I don't because
I have I'm a miserable bastard. Health anxiety when it comes to my kids.
Yeah. So when you start worrying, then I worry. But until you worry, I'm like, everything's okay.
Yeah. Because I feel like you like even that time in Dubai when Miles got really sick.
Yeah.
Like
I knew something was up.
You knew because the way that I was going on. Exactly. But I need to, I need to just be like, it's teething. Like he woke up this morning, absolutely fine. Like so fine.
Mm.
And
I could
see
that his cheeks had
gone down.
They were red. They don't swell, obviously. They just get a little bit red.
Red, yeah.
But I'd seen when I walked in this morning, he looked like an upside down seal.
Yeah.
And he was fine.
Yeah. He loves sleeping on his tummy, that fella. Oh my God.
It's
after taking me a while.
I remember the first couple of weeks, you were freaked.
Well, but because he started doing it after 6 months, I wasn't as freaked. And I remember I had to like keep reassuring you.
Mm.
But look, anyway, parenting is wild, isn't it? It's such a roller coaster. Like the whole time I was in London, I was anxious. I was like, I just need to go home to the kids. Like, and then when you're home, you're like, what was I worried about? Because everything's fine.
Sure, you're away from my birthday in Marbella. And I know I kept saying it and I know you were saying it and thinking it. Where it's like, I just can't wait to get home to the kids.
I know. And then when you're home, you're like, I'd love to be away.
I know.
So is this us now for the rest of our lives?
Well, yeah, because you got picked up the day before yesterday.
Abby's dad. Yeah. So basically, 23 the agency have a PR side and there's a girl that works in it called Abby and she is just the nicest human. And I get into the car that picked me up for the CeraVe event over in London and there was this lovely gentleman and he was chatting away to me. He's like, I'm Abby's dad. Abby always gives me to her favorite people. And I was like, I was thrilled at myself. But we were chatting away and I was telling him that I had kids and he's like, your husband's lovely. Like he offered me a cup of coffee when I was waiting on you and I could see I had a little 7 month old boy or little boy. Like,
I just want everyone to drink my coffee.
Yeah, David just loves making a coffee. So anyway, we got talking about kids and he was like, are you going off somewhere nice? And I said, look, I'm going to London for a day and you know, I miss the kids terrible when I'm away. And he was saying, that worry never leaves you. He said, every day Abby gets in the car and he just says to himself, please God. And I wanted to cry. I feel like crying now because I see Abby all the time and I didn't know our dad is at home worrying about her. Like now every time I see Abby, I'm going to think of Billy. Like every time. Why am I crying?
Yeah, why are you crying?
Thinking about Abby. Oh my God.
It never goes away.
But it's so
true. I'm just sure that you don't. I think of it every morning when I drop Sydney to school.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm driving back and I'm like, I just hope that she's okay.
Yeah, but come here. Sydney is grand.
But she is, Sydney is extremely popular in the class.
Well,
got out of the car and sometimes if you arrive too early before they open the gate, the kids are all there and they're all running riot around the car park. And as soon as she gets out of the car, she runs over. There's five or six of them. Everyone turns around. They're all like, hi, Sydney. And Sydney's like, ooh.
Yeah, well, I was...
She loves the attention. Whereas that was me as a kid, I'd be like, fuck off.
Really?
Yeah, I hated all that.
I loved it. Like, I loved being the center of it all. Like, and I still do.
I know. I remember you running around the island the other night at the barbecue. And there was neighbors that have never been in this house before. And I could see them looking. And I was like, yeah, main character energy. I swear to God.
They were having a good time though.
No, they were having, yeah, as they were swamping our drink.
But I was dropping Sydney off one day and a mommy turned around to me and she was like, are you Sydney's mommy? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh, she's brilliant. My little fella was getting bullied and apparently she picked up for him. And I was like, you know, you're not the first person to say that to me, because I remember we brought Sydney to a birthday party and the birthday boy was upset because there was a bigger boy on the bouncing castle and he was pushing and shoving. And we walked in with Sydney and then the birthday boy told Sydney, and Sydney seen it happening to another kid. Sydney went up and absolutely clotheslined him. I mean, she throw boxed him. And he landed on his ground. She was like, come on, Reese, come on. And then Reese got on the bouncing castle. And then one of the grannies like came over and was like, she's brilliant. And I was like, yeah, that's Sydney.
Well, she got part of it from me. So there's a little bit of me in there.
Feistiness.
No, because I wouldn't be, because we spoke with this off the pod there a few minutes ago about, see that bystander
effect. See, she doesn't have that.
No, she doesn't have this. I need to make sure that she didn't have that, because that's...
You pick up for people and...
No, it's just like when you see something's wrong, just call it out. Like, you have to say or do something.
Yeah, safely. Like, you have to do it safely. I feel like because she's a girl, we have to make sure she does it. She makes sure she's safe first. But,
Do you know what I've thought? Like, you know, where Sydney's getting to that age now where, like she's a young girl. Like
Jake! David, oh my god, I wish I got a video of that.
Why did you
his
do
his eyelids
it?
Took ages to come down.
Jake,
he just looked
you're
so
such a bully, Terry.
You're the best boy.
He was dreaming about a second tennis ball.
David, his eyelids took ages to come down. He was like that.
I feel like I want to like set up a situation where like stranger danger situation where you pull up in a van and grab her and be like,
no, don't, you'll traumatize her.
But I feel like
can
it
I
has
tell
to be
you
done.
Something that's really funny that me and Sydney are doing lately that you used to love?
Oh yeah,
I've started to do a monologue, an inner monologue out loud for dogs Jake and Miles to Sydney. So what that looks like is basically like this morning she said, mommy do it, do Jake's voice. So Jake got his dinner and like as he was eating his dinner I was like, oh, this is so nice, dad, and I start like talking like him, and then like he went up the back garden and did away and he was like, ah, and then I was like, oh, I wonder what it smells like, and then he turned around and smelled it and she was in bits. But I do Jake's voice, or if we see a dog I do their voice, and I do it with Miles as well, like when he's having his breakfast or like whatever, I'm like, oh, this is so tasty. But she does be absolutely cackling. But do you remember I used to do that with dogs? Like, do you remember when we first got together, there'd be a dog walking down the road and I'd be like, I'm with my dad, I love my dad so much, oh, what's this, like, and I used to do it to you and you'd laugh. She is finding it so funny.
Speaking of laughing, right?
Yeah. Jeez, I took vitamins there and they're like repeating on me.
Well, close it.
No.
Because I don't want to have to smell
my
it.
Mouth.
So you know that song, that, right? You're going to listen to me now.
Yeah.
You know that song that Sydney sings or has sung when she learned in school, the seven continents, you know, Asia, Africa.
North
so,
and South America.
Yeah. But have you ever heard the song that they actually...
Yeah.
No, the actual song.
No, not the song. Go and play it.
So it's... I'm not going to play the whole thing, right? Whoever recorded this song was smoking crack.
Okay, go on.
Okay? And they were playing it in school. And this is the exact
one. Did you hear it?
No. I asked Sydney. She was like, play the Asia song. And I was like, oh, I don't know that song. And she goes, ask the car. You know the way you press it, Siri, and it says, what do you want to play? So I said, the Asia Africa song. And it came up.
Go on, play it. Play it quick. I'm dying to hear it.
Wait until you hear this. Right?
Put it up to your mic.
I will.
Sydney's been singing this for 2 years.
And if you get the gist, we're gonna make a list from biggest to small. They are Asia, Africa, North and South America, Antarctica, Europe.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Australia, Asia, Africa, North and South America, Antarctica, Europe.
This is where it gets really interesting. Listen.
Australia.
Hey, my name is Asia, and more than half of the world lives here, but whatever.
And I am Africa with desert for miles, and my Nile is the longest river.
Wait, it is.
North America, sat down in Panama, wide open spaces all the way to Canada.
I'm South America with animals galore, where the rainforest grows, cause the rain really pours.
I'm on Antarctica.
Here's the Australia, listen.
And I'm in Europe.
Listen
You're
to this.
Welcome for the pasta, pizza, waffles, and fries.
Yeah.
I am Australia, some call me Oceania. I got a lot of islands, too many to explain to you.
We are Asia, Africa.
That's cool.
Smoke and crack.
She's been singing that for 2 years. Very good. Everybody play that for your, to your kids, because I promise they'll know all the continents.
But can you imagine 20 plus kids in a circle? I can imagine them all sitting there and the teacher playing that and them all singing along to it.
I would love that as a kid. That's smoking, how you learn.
Smoking crack, Terry. I'm telling you.
I remember studying for a geography test and I had to...
Why did you say geography?
I don't know. Geography test and I had to make up a song because I couldn't remember it all. The Pennines are known.
Were you ever good at...
The backbone of England. Da, da, like literally it goes on and on.
The jack of all trades, Terry. Did you ever struggle to learn the recorder?
I was very good at the recorder.
Is there anything you're not good at, Terry?
I'm not good at...
Cleaning up behind yourself.
Cleaning up behind myself and being amazing. I'm not good at not being amazing.
Do you get a bit of a nick there for you?
Yeah. There's loads I'm not good at. I can't sing. I really can't sing. Do you want to hear me sing?
No.
Right, like, give a socks.
No, please don't.
Right, I'm going to give a socks. Ready?
Please don't.
Oh my God, take that out.
No. Never.
I'm going to take it out.
That was absolutely phenomenal.
Was it?
No.
Do you love me even more?
Oh, I love you even more, Terry. Every single
day. By the way, you know what's bad? Like we went and we did a press call last week and it was absolutely disastrous. Someone fell. David was told to turn the other way because it's so big in the photo.
I completely forgot. I forgot.
He crouched down and I know your man is like, can you just turn to the side because your looks is so massive.
No, what he's... Shame on you, Terry. Shame on
Shame.
You.
I got the nicest dress I think I've ever seen.
That
in my
you, as you just pull the threads out of it.
It's beautiful. Like, I can't wait to wear this. Everyone was wearing it last year when I was pregnant and I actually wanted to.
You know what? I can't wait to steam that because it's that material that takes about 6 weeks to
order about
7
more dresses from that brand.
Anyway,
Asia,
Terry.
Africa.
Can we?
North and South. So David's birthday is officially over. No more surprises. Lewis Capaldi's booked. Can't
What's
wait.
What's the song, Terry?
Counting days.
Till my soul. What is it?
So Lewis Capaldi. I don't know.
No, I never know. Never know words. I'm always like really impressed.
Marley Park,
words.
2026, Lewis Capaldi.
He's going to cancel.
If the... Please don't say that.
He'd be
if
like,
the,
hi, Dublin.
Terry, that's terrible. I really, really, really hope that it goes ahead because...
Yeah, I love him.
If anything, he's probably one of the performers that'll make me cry.
In Marley Park?
Like, I can just visualise a red sky sunset and him singing.
Yeah, it's going to be fab.
It'd be unreal.
And watch, we'll be in the fucking trenches.
We will be in the trenches. Miles will have 6 teeth. Sydney will have diarrhea. Or
no, the trenches is then we'll be in the field with like raincoats on. That'll be great.
No.
We'll go.
Grand.
And yeah, I was in London this week with Sarah V and it was fab. I was there with a great, really great group, but dawned on me. I was the oldest. I used to be always the youngest at things and now I'm the oldest and it's killing me.
Yeah, but you still outshone everyone.
No, I didn't. But yeah, it was a great group. We had some crack. Kira Ryan, I swear to God, she's a big bully. She had us all doing a feckin' music video outside. And like, she was giving out to us. We were like, that's fine, that's fine. She's like, yeah, if you don't want to go viral, do you want to go viral? And we were like, yes, Kira. She's like, get down on the ground and crawl. Like, she was absolutely, like, you think I'm bad with giving direction, you would die. I made David do a reel with me yesterday for The Devil Wears Prada. And he gave me nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, right, Terry. I got the opening part. I got that in one take.
Yeah, one take. But then afterwards, you'd no energy. Tell me it's true.
It was true because I told you we were supposed to leave at 5 o'clock. We left a 4:45.
No, we didn't. We left at 5:30.
Terry, we left a 4:45.
David, 5:30. 5:30, we left this house at.
Do you want me to show you on the Ring doorbell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Go get up there.
I'm not going to show you.
I'll get up.
No, you won't.
I will. You know, Zamari. Happy May Day. It's gonna be May.
So, speaking,
hold on, I'm gonna get this Ring doorbell.
Jesus
up.
Christ.
You talk about something else.
Right, I'll talk very quickly about how Jake is howling to the moon lately.
if anybody's really good with dogs.
Let me explain it. So basically, Jake has, on two occasions when we've come back from a walk, he has been spooked by whatever he is seeing.
There you go.
In the sky.
Oh, I love being right. 17:32. We left this house. There we are. Off we go. Lock the door. Goodbye. How does it feel?
It was 2 minutes past half six or half five.
That
so you're
make
wrong.
A chord.
Anyway, Jake has been howling to the moon for the past couple of days and it's starting to freak me out. So I ChatGPT'd it. He's been spooked, tail between his legs, and he's just looking up at the sky.
Explain what happened, Stephen.
I've just done that, but you're being distracted by whatever the hell you're doing on your phone. I've explained
deliveries.
It.
There's more okay. coming. Yeah.
So the routine is we take Jake on his walk, and then when I get back to the entrance of the state, I let him off the lead because it's a busy road and he runs in. But this particular day last week, he ran in, stopped, looked up the sky, started howling, and then put his tail between his legs, between his arse, more like it, and then ran in and then didn't want to come back out at the front door.
Polyp bump.
Right? So, and then was just howling and barking. I was like, shut up. So I ChatGPT'd it because it done it again the following day at the exact point, and it was like, oh, dogs can get sometimes if the moon is at, sometimes the moon is big or the sky is clear, it's brighter. So dogs sometimes can get spooked. But tell me, what the hell is that all about?
No. What's happened is, right, because you said Jake sniffed the air and then he held and then he ran and I seen him the next day. He sat with his shoulders up at the front door.
Mm.
Like we can leave the door open for Jake, like, and he'll just sit at the porch, like he won't go far. And he sat looking out. He smelled a badger. There's badgers everywhere. I seen two dead badgers yesterday.
But why do you, out of all animals,
because,
you choose
I'll
a badger?
Tell you why, because a lot of dogs have been attacked by badgers and we don't know Jake's background. Like a lot of dogs are used for badger hunting and he's a terrier. There's every chance that could have happened.
Mm.
But I just, you know the way I'm very intuitive?
No.
I'm telling you, there's a badger. He smelled a badger because badgers fight. They fight dogs.
And so like, do foxes. So it could be a fox.
No, foxes are a lot more timid, Dave. They'll run off. Like they'll get cornered and they might fight back, but they'll leg it like when they see a dog. A badger is like, they're aggressive animals. Like they'll have a go, especially if there's young and they're big and they've claws and they fight. They'll fight a bitch. And I bet you anything he smelled a badger.
Well, the history that we do know of Jake is where he was found. It was out in Dunleary.
He was found roaming around Dunleary and he was covered in dirt.
So,
and he had a collar on
him. What's in Dunleary?
Beaches.
Yeah, but surrounded also by a lot of forests.
Yeah. And he's a terrier. Like, so he's, and Jake, when we first got him, did grab a pigeon. Like,
what the hell has that got to do with it?
Like, you could tell he'd done it before. Like, he'd caught something. And then when I first showed him Nacho, he tried to kill him.
That's very true. Did I send you that video of someone that had
I think he might have been used for a little bit of...
A hamster that was so old that he had no hair. It was like skin and bone.
Mm.
Did I ever see that? Show you that video? It was a really old hamster, but he was like, he was trying his best to run on the wheel.
That was Nacho. I had a hamster called Nacho for 2 years. He lived so long.
Yeah, and then we decided to bury him across the road in the park.
Yeah, because he deserved
it. You were heavily pregnant and we walked into the trees and I had a huge...
With a shovel
with you.
Oh, David, we're tapped.
We are tapped.
I didn't want to bury him out the back garden because in case he rose.
He rose from the dead.
No, you know the way they lift up out of the ground? Like, so we buried him over in the park and I wanted to give him a good burial. But you know what? I felt real bad because like I had Nacho for 2 years and he used to run around up in the attic. Remember like we had the attic in the other house.
Mm.
And he used to walk around and like he had the free run of the place. Like, and remember he, one night we heard a little thump. He'd thrown himself down the stairs.
No.
Do you remember the night? He just walked into our bedroom.
The night that Jake jumped down and he was just staring. I was like, what is he staring at? And it was Nacho.
Nacho was just in our bedroom. And then remember you'd go up to the attic and you'd startle him and he'd turn around and put his hands up like you'd say freeze. Like his hands would be near you like, ah! But he was so cute and he used to like, he bit you before, remember? He'd never once bit me.
Okay.
He was a Syrian hamster and he had two big massive balls.
He was a Syrian killer.
He had two big massive balls on his back and he used to rub them along the walls like trying to attract
Jesus
a female.
Jesus Christ, Terry. Like the detail that you go into. You just went on a full tangent there about his balls. You're obsessed with balls. Like if we went to the zoo today.
Hey.
If we went to the zoo today and looked at like animals, you'd be like, look at the size of the balls on him. You would. Terry, I'm absolutely sweating sitting here.
You always are, David. Sweating. You always are. Hold on, hold on. I see what else you wanted to talk about. What, how many minutes are we in?
We are 30. You always ask at the exact point. You're a freak. I know. 32 minutes.
I know. Do you know what, Ari? Do you know
you
what freaks
always
me
ask at the same point. Terry, I reckon people listen to this podcast and they're like,
she talks so highly of herself.
She's not talk so highly. Just, you're just so perfect.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, right, I always know what time it is.
All hail Terry. She can sniff a nappy from 6 miles away.
And
she
I can always know what time it is.
Yeah, you know the difference between a badger and and a fox. and you can smell a UTI from a different fucking planet. You are on a different planet. You need to get a job in the airport. You do.
Well, David, they say self-praise is no praise, but I think that's a lot of shite, right? I think you should praise yourself because no one else is going to do it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise, Terry. Well, I praise you for a minute.
No.
You have.
Because I know you have. If you praise me for a minute, I know you'd be talking shite. You can't, look, you have what? You can't even think.
I can. You have a lovely little mouth.
Ask ChatGPT to praise me and I'm guaranteed it'll be.
Did you see Miles's hair this morning? I did a little side sweep. And
that's what he does.
Okay, let's do a quick email. Well, it was actually a DM. Hi lads, I'm near the end of my trade, about a year left, and I'm really torn. On paper, everything's gone really well. I did well in school, followed this path with a lot of encouragement from my parents, and I've stuck with it this far. I don't hate the job and I'm decent at it, but I don't feel a real satisfaction from it. That's what's been bothering me. It feels more like I'm ticking a box than building a life I actually want. Part of me thinks I'd be mad not to finish it since I'm so close, but another part of me worries I'm setting myself up to stay in something that doesn't feel really long term. There's also a guilt. My parents are so proud of the path that I'm on and I don't want to let them down. I'm very stuck between being sensible and being honest with myself. Do I finish and figure things out or start thinking about a different direction now?
Holy moly.
My thoughts are finish it. Finish it. That would drive me mad to get so close to the end and not finish it. And one of my friends actually did that. She was in nursing with us. Now, this is actually, it contradicts something about what I said, but she was so close to finishing. Like she made it to her fourth year, started her internship and then just completely backed out. She was like, no, it's not what I want. Like she knew in her heart and soul that general nursing was just not for her. But a couple of years later, she went back and did her psychiatric nursing and she's a psych nurse now and she's incredible at her job. So that worked out well for her. But like, I think I got her really down at the time because she got so close to finishing it and she didn't. And then she had to go back. And I just think if you're so close to towards the end, finish it, but you don't have to stay in it. And I think that's something that like millennials have figured out. We have, this generation have figured out, like just because you go into a job doesn't mean that you stay there for 30 or 40 years like the rest of the boomers that did that, and that's what they did for the rest of their life, and they didn't leave because they had a good pension and da 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 da. Like you can absolutely change. Get the qualification, get it under your belt, get the certificate, whatever.
Then make
it is,
the change, and they can fall back if it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Mic drop.
Exactly, because you dropped out of carpentry.
I did,
and you regret.
I had 1 year left,
and look at all the shit that we had done to the house, and you could have done it.
I know. Did I ever tell you the story that my ma used to always say to me that I was going to build her a workshop out the back and sell jewellery? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
My ma used to always say that. She's like, David's going to build me. You're going to build me that little workshop out the back. Because at the time, my ma was making, like, her job.
Your mom was very entrepreneurial,
making,
wasn't she?
Yes, making wedding dresses and communion dresses. Mm. Used to drive me crazy. They didn't even have anywhere to sit on the couch, sit and eat me cereal because the whole kitchen was covered by fabrics. But, yeah, she would say, he's going to build me a shed out the back and he's gonna. I don't know why it was jewellery. It was weird. Mm. But that's what the combination was. It's weird.
You should build me a shack out the back.
Yeah, and put you in a locket.
I'm surprised that you went into carpentry because you hate things like that.
What do you mean?
Like putting things together and like building things. You hate it. You absolutely hate it.
No, I hate instructions. I hate things telling me what to do. I want to do it my way.
Anyway, that's our advice. Stick with it. Get it underneath your belt. If you don't use it, then whatever, but like don't walk away from something because what are you going to do in the meantime?
Yeah,
time's going to pass anyway, just get it.
If you're at the start of your trade, you could argue it, But the fact is, you're nearly at the end. Finish it out.
That would drive me demented.
Fall off and then that you'd be grand.
Do you know, I had a card reading 2 years ago when I was over in London, and a girl, she spoke about Sydney in it, and she said she's going to drive you mad when she's older because she's going to start things and not finish them. And that does drive me demented.
Yeah, it does.
You have to finish it.
It does. So, speaking anyway, of finishing, we are finishing. Have a lovely weekend. This is a bank holiday weekend.
Sean and Louise are coming over with their kids on Monday. We're going to get lit.
On Monday?
On Sunday.
Okay.
They're getting a babysitter.
Oh, so they're really coming over.
They're coming over. They're going to get attacked. One of us is going to collect them. And then they're going to have drinks. And then they're going to drop the kids back. They're going to have babysitters. And we're all going to have a gaff party.
Not going to happen. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Say goodbye, Terry.
What do you mean it's not going to
happen?
Just
say goodbye.
What do you mean it's not going to happen?
Say goodbye, you introvert.
Why introverted? Are you so dry.
You're an extrovert.
You're a Rivita cracker. Rivita Dave. Dave Rivita crackerhead fits.
Dave Rivita crackerhead fits.
You're going to love it. Goodbye, everybody. Love you.
Bye.